Hagman in for Jim Colony. Incredibly enough, we are 1 week away from the Backyard Brawl. It'll be a week from tonight. And to talk about it, we welcome in Pitt Defensive Coordinator Keith Patterson. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, this is the first year you and this coaching staff has been here. Does this rivalry mean a lot to you yet?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, when you sit there and you look at the tradition and the history of this game and the importance of it, I mean, all rivalry games are important, you know, and I think this one is no different than a lot of the other great rivalries across the nation. And, man, we're excited about the opportunity and look forward to playing.
Could you talk about the emergence of Aaron Donald and just what he's meant? And is he tough to keep off the field? I would imagine he's ready to go on every snap.
No doubt. I mean, if you look over the last 2 weeks, for sure, what we've done is we've quit rotating Aaron, and he is just on a as-needed basis when he needs a blow. So we just leave him on the field, and it's really helped his productivity, and he just continues to improve every week.
Keith, as far as West Virginia's offense go, of course, Geno Smith is the guy that triggers it all, but he's got a lot of weapons. Could you talk about defending those players?
No doubt. I mean, when you look at, you know, you got to start, I think, with Austin with the, you know, the reverses and the speed sweeps. I mean, they get him out on the perimeter of your defense, and you got to be able to tackle him in space, and has a tremendous speed, big-time playmaker. Then, you know, the guy that kind of, you know, silently kills people is Bailey, vertical. I mean, he gets behind people in coverage a lot of times, and he's their vertical shot, big play guy. And you know, when you look at when they're having success on offense, they're hitting him down the field. And, you know, again, Geno, he just the one thing he does, you know, when he gets out of containment, he can make plays with his feet as well as with a strong arm. So got to keep him inside and force him to step up into the pocket.
Talking to Pitt Defensive Coordinator Keith Patterson on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, how similar is this West Virginia offense to what your guys go up and practice every day?
Well, there's similarities. I think the tempo is what gets a lot of people. I mean, they go fast as anybody in the country. So that's something that I think going against our guys, especially in spring football, early in fall camp, allows us to prepare a little bit, maybe more so than other people. Just the tempo and the pace in which they play. That's where, you know, they get people not lined up and trying to, you know, get declared, and they get people, you know, standing looking at the sideline trying to get a call, and they'll hit you for big plays in that manner. So I think that's the biggest thing. The run game is very simplistic. They're a zone concept team. Then they try to attack the perimeter a lot of time with the short controlled passing game, and they'll do that with the screens, and which they're probably run the screens as well as anybody in the country.
Do you have to remind your guys in the secondary they might have to cover a little longer than normal because of Geno's ability to buy time?
Well, we've placed a heavy emphasis on that, and we're hoping that they have to cover shorter time. You know, I mean, with Brandon Lindsey and Chaz Alexi and Aaron Donald, the way those guys have been impacting the quarterback and flushing them out of the pocket, we got to do a nice job. Like I said, keeping him primary contained and secondary contained from second level players, and get him to step up in the pocket, because if he eludes you to the outside, that's when he breaks down defenses.
Now, you know Todd Graham better than most. Does he dislike Dana Holgorsen?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
I don't want to stir the pot on anything like that. I mean, I think there's a mutual respect, I think, that we have for Dana. I mean, we think he's a heck of a football coach, and you know, we respect what he's done over the past few years, and we'll let that be determined. I don't want to speak for Coach.
Would it be safe to say that, all right, we know that the West Virginia-Pitt rivalry is a great one. There's not a lot of love lost between the two. When you throw Holgorsen and Graham into the mix, that's not going to bring love to the affair, is it?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times, though, I think people outside the system probably make more of it than what it really is. I mean, there's no doubt we have a tremendous rivalry with WVU, and then, of course, our past with Coach Holgorsen again. You know, I mean, it's just one of those deals where the kids on the field, I mean, that's what, it's not about coaches, it's about the players, and I really believe that it's going to be a great game.
This is the first time you had to deal with back-to-back road games, incredibly enough, with the schedule you have this year. Does that change your preparation at all?
You know, we try to handle things and keep keep our guys in the same routine and same schedule. So whether we're on the road or even playing at home, I mean, everything at the hotel, the meetings and everything stay consistent. It's just a matter of, you know, I honestly like going on the road, being, you know, when you go in and you got the whole crowd cheering against you. To me, that serves as a motivation. I think a lot of our players look at it that way, and I think we're much more equipped to handle that than we were earlier in the year.
That was a pretty complete game you guys put together at Louisville, obviously with the extended time off before the West Virginia game. How do you sustain that momentum that I'm sure you gained?
Well, I think it's a positive, no doubt, because you allow your guys, you know, at this point in the season, you have, you know, the typical bumps and bruises, and players are beat up pretty good. So I think it's a benefit. And again, going against our own offense, you know, trying to keep the pace of the game and practicing against speed, which we do this week and during the open week, and it just to stay, you know, where you don't lose your timing and things like that. So there's no doubt that, again, like going back to your original question about, you know, preparing for West Virginia, I think that's what helps us being able in this off week to be able to go against our first offense and be able to play it at a good speed.
You totally eliminate hitting in practice at this point.
You know, we're kind of old school in that regard. We back off a little bit, but I don't. I think you have to. I don't think you can lose your edge. I mean, again, you know, these are high school players. I mean, I believe in, you know, professional athletes. It was such a long season, but in college, you know, these guys, we're still trying to teach them, you know, to be great tacklers. And to do that, I think there's only one way you can do it. You got to practice it in practice. So with college athletes, I just think you have to continue to improve the fundamentals of the game. So we really focus on those aspects of it during that week off. You know, and what are the primary runs and passes that we're going to see? But really, a big emphasis goes on our own technique and fundamentals. And you know, because if not, I think you lose that edge.
Are you happy with the progression of your defense from the beginning of the season to now?
No doubt. I mean, I really think over the course of the last 3 weeks, our guys have really stepped up, and they just are so much more comfortable now. And what we did as a defensive staff, we tried to look at, you know, instead of just trying to plug them into what we like to do, we tried to we kind of hit a happy median. We took some of the, you know, just the couple of the move we made 3 weeks ago with Brandon Lindsay and getting those guys maybe back in a little bit more familiar position, combined with what we do on defense. And I think it's really helped us. Again, I think you've seen Brandon probably play a couple of his two better games the last 2 weeks. And again, Aaron Donald continues to improve, and Chaz has been disruptive up inside. And Miles has played really well the last 2 weeks. So I'm excited with our progression and look forward to next week.
Keith, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
There goes Pitt defensive coordinator Keith Patterson.